Like many small business owners, doing all the things to run a successful business, like keeping the lights on and introducing new clients to your business, can be overwhelming, let alone the planning, learning, and executing your social media. Introducing Social Collab. Social Collab is designed to make the process of social media easy. If you have a small team or even if you're on your own, we have designed Social Collab just for you. We have modeled Social Collab after solo business owners and that we've worked with internationally, and produces content that you're proud of and also has meaningful engagement. Your next step is to click below on our Calendly link and book a discovery call today. Mention this podcast for a special limited time offer. Hi there. So really excited about this particular podcast because, oh my gosh, because this is a thing I think that a lot of people really need to sort of connect with, and that is with the people that are creating your social media. So it might be your assistant, or it might be somebody that's overseas and it's a virtual assistant. However you utilize somebody to help you with the social media aspect, it's really important to get that connectivity going on, to really appreciate them and the space and what they're creating for you. And I'll tell you for why. So the reason that you want to do that is, and to get that really cool workflow, is very, very easy and simple. You want them to really radiate your brand and what you're all about and your why and all the good things that are about your business. So whether it you sell a product or your service, you want to be able to really connect with your VA that is creating all of that. Also too, eventually what you want to do is let them do it. Let them just let it go. Let them create what it is that you want them to create, and not be so micromanaging. Now, I know that's tough. By the way, that is definitely, I would say, a past story of mine. I still follow into it where I go, ooh, can we just change or do all of this bit? But the truth is, I trust the person that creates my social media. They do a really good job and it looks amazing. So there's just so many things that I should not have my hands in the business. Now, in terms of like, oh, well, what is like, you know, what do you mean you don't have your hands in it? I do. I actually set themes for the week. And we're right now, if you're seeing this on our blog, you will see that this, I'm sharing exactly what my Asana blog or Asana board looks like in terms of creating all of that social media. And we're going to go through it. I'm going to kind of go over the process of how it gets created and what we do and the whole deal. So first thing I do is I do these columns into my Asana dashboard. And by the way, if you're listening on podcasts, you'll get the gist of it. I'm still going to explain it really well, as if we didn't have a visual aid. But again, if you'd like, you can go actually scroll down through the show notes and you can click on to the video version of this podcast so you can see and sort of follow along. If you're a visual learner, that's a great place for you to look at this stuff. Okay, so back to how we organize and how we co-create. So really what I start doing with the person that's going to be creating my social media, or if I'm working with a client, doesn't matter. The first step is, what is it that you like? Show me your aesthetic. What does it look like? Is there a brand that's similar to yours and you just love their stuff? Is there a magazine? Is there another brand out there? Even if it's a furniture store, you just love the way they're laying stuff out. What is it? What really makes you happy? And then share that with the person that's creating your social media. So your VA, your assistant, show them, this is what inspires me. Now, one of the best ways you could do it, you can actually do it in Asana and you can just sort of drop some of the images within the squares. And it's just a drag and drop situation when you're putting in an image in Asana. Or you can also create a Pinterest board and say, hey, I really like this stuff. of this particular creator, and I love the layout and the color palette and the whole deal. Now, that's great. What I also remind and recommend for people is if you have a website, you want it to be very cohesive. So the color palette on the website should probably match your social media, and vice versa. So you want to be able, so if they're going from your social media, they're going on Instagram, then they go into your website, it looks like I landed in the right place. Like everything looks the same, which is amazing. So that's one thing that you should keep in mind. The other thing that you should keep in mind is, oh, this is the hard part, right? So you've done that meeting, but then you want to make sure that they really understand the look and the feel and how everything goes with. So this is kind of what we do here is like, well, what at the beginning of the week, we'll usually on top, we'll sometimes we'll just write, you know, this is the theme of the week. We used to do that. We used to say, hey, this is a theme of the week. We want to reach out to female entrepreneurs that live in the U.S. or something like that. We're just very specific. But what we're doing now is that we are actually reverting to, hey, well, what are we talking on the podcast that week? And then that's the theme for the entire week. So that's kind of the way that we're structuring it now. You find a way of how you can do that. And the goal that I would say for everybody to try is at the minimum do 4 posts a week. That will, you will show up, you will be there, do something that's very basic. You can add anything like a quote, but definitely want to talk about whatever it is that that theme week is about. And also spend more times on the stories element where you're telling the story of what you're doing. Even if you have a within your organization, and it could, you could just be yourself, right? You could be the one man band or the one woman band. And you want to be able to show what you do, why you do what you do. Use the stories as much as possible. That is the place where you can really, really shine and show your progress and what you're doing, the whole thing. And I'm actually been threatening to start a series of doing that. I will be doing that really soon. That's another show actually altogether. Right now, I'm really trying to work on my visibility. One of the things that I've done in my career, being a makeup artist and also being the behind the scenes type person in marketing, I tend not to want to be in front of camera, but if I'm telling my clients they need to be, I need to be there too. So you'll probably see a lot more of me on social media. Coming back to the structure of how we're sharing that with our virtual assistants, what they're doing, it's important to give those instructions when you go into that. So I'm just going to go ahead and I think I have one here. Yeah. So this is a basic structure. I've opened a Pinterest request for content and everything. And what we've done is that we've created written content of what we're going to be talking about. And we've also co-created hashtags. I usually get my creator to help me with all of that. And then we break it down into like little caption bites of what we're going to be doing. Sometimes it's so good that I will go ahead and do, this type of, I guess, imagery, or even if it's a video pin, or idea pin from Pinterest, I will share that idea pin on LinkedIn. Because we all know that videos really capture the moment and it's really great. I think that there might be a little bit of fatigue with this is I'm jumping to LinkedIn philosophy real quick. So LinkedIn is a place for a lot of leadership presence or people talking about it. And if you get somebody that's regularly talking about it, sometimes that could be a little bit of a turnoff. So I sort of like to mix it up where you're talking, speaking directly to people, and you're also doing something where you're doing a light video to really, just capture people. We've been starting probably the last 3 to 4 months in our social media journey on LinkedIn. And the more we give out video, we're definitely getting a lot more back. So that's something that you might want to consider. Also make sure that the particular hashtags you're using are still very niche. So no more than 5. I would say 3 is great. And 5 is caps. So just kind of think about all of that idea. Also too, it's really important when you're getting all of that element done and you're showing appreciation for your virtual assistant, let them know what great work they're doing. It's really hard to do all the things, right? Just try to get new business, try to, you know, get new appointments or new sales, and then you got to do your social media. If it wasn't for them, you would be stagnant in the marketplace. So always think about that. They're also doing a great service. And every time you post on social media, and we'll go into the SEO on another show, you actually will be brought up in a search feature much, much faster than somebody who's not doing any social media. And that is something that you should always take away with. So whether you use Instagram or LinkedIn or wherever you want to be found, you definitely want to use keywords where you can. And we'll go into that in another episode further along. But this is something that's so important. I don't think a lot of people understand that. So if you want to be known as a florist in Los Angeles, Los Angeles florist. Look at some of those things that, you know, are very resonant when people are typing in that stuff. So check out what you can do to put not only in your bio and anything that you any sort of social media platform, but also put it in the content. So that's something that's really important. Now, what if that virtual assistant got something wrong? What if they completely did something wrong and it wasn't executed correctly and they came up with something that was just totally not on point in terms of content? This is important. So I'm going to tell you the nitty gritty truth. It's you. It's not them. And why I say that is because it's really important to hop in and share, hey, this is not exactly what I had in mind. And get a video in front of them. Now, the cool thing about Asana, by the way, asana.com is something that you should check out. It's a free project management tool that I love using for all of our social media. I've been using it, oh gosh, I feel like 2009. If I'm correct, it's been a long time. And they have come up with features for the free service tool that has been amazing. And I love it. In fact, right here, what I'm showing you is that there is a recording button that you can put on Asana. And this is great for when you have that, like, ooh, I need to clarify exactly what I'm looking for. Then you can do a type of screen recording where you can click onto that piece there and it will tell you, do you want to just record the screen area or do you just want to be on camera by yourself? Or do you want to do both? And once you choose it, it will actually pop up and populate that area, which is really, really cool. And then you just start record and you can go over that process all together, which is really, really cool. So let me see if I can click out of this. So you can show like, hey, this is exactly what I had in mind. This is the color palette I was after. And when you say stuff like that, if you're on Google Chrome, you can actually look, there's an eyedropper widget that you can put on one of the Chrome apps and it's called eyedropper. And so you can grab the actual color and the hex number if you're a virtual assistant. This is a tip for if you're somebody that's creating social media, this is so good to use and you can actually grab and find a particular color. And then on the bottom, it actually will show you what the color hex is. So that's another great tool for you to use in terms of trying to just get it right. Let's get this right. Let's make sure that we are trying to give directions for somebody to really execute it well. And sometimes you will find that your communication style and the communication style of your virtual assistant doesn't quite mesh. Recording a video and showing them exactly what you're looking for, and also be very cognizant on the voice that you're using. So if you're really aggressive, you're going to get somebody who's like, oh gosh, I'm going to make a mistake. And in terms of management, and I've done different types of people and, you know, anywhere from I mean, just it's just really expansive, right? So I've lived that long where I manage a lot of people. And the one thing that happens consistently, if you berate somebody, if you're unhappy with their work, if you are short in your emails, all the negative pieces that you give to somebody who's not getting it right, they will continue to not get it right. That's the piece that I want to, you know, bring home to you, because this is why it's so important to use, like, okay, I'm going to record my face and the screen to execute and show people how I'm, you know, what it is that I want to actually show or create for social media. And if you do it in a way where you have a great voice, you have great energy, they're going to bring that back to you. It doesn't mean it's going to cut off any mistakes, but this is a working progress. Now, if you had an assistant that sat side by side with you, in an office setting or in a store, wherever your workplace is, you would have to do the same thing. You're going to have to go step by step in showing them what you're after, what you're looking for. So it is the same exact sort of, communication. What I think is better, instead of having somebody side by side and you're working side by side, is that in your time as a business owner, you can go ahead and record a video, show them what you're after, do that in your time versus a stressed out, oh my God, we're working five or eight hours right now together and I just need to get this done. And it actually alleviates the pressure. So I love working virtually with people because it just really alleviates that pressure. And so you want to come off to setting those boundaries also too. So which brings me back to a bit of the management piece. When you're working with somebody that's virtual, or a virtual assistant, or even your assistant, put in the actual expectations and the parameters of when they're working. So for ourselves at Social Global Grind, we work virtually with our creators and the people that produce content for us. We say, listen, you can live your life and live it well, and just know that things are due on Thursdays. You know what I mean? So you have a clear expectation of when it's due, and then they just go about their business. And like today, and it's sunny, so maybe they want to go to the beach instead. So let that happen. Let that be. And then you can check in. I think that's one of the best ways to work. The more freedom you give to people, the better the result is every single time. Now, if you work with somebody in an office setting, you can tell them how to prioritize all their tasks and what's most important for the week and what is the due date for social media. Now, I got a little bit ahead of myself on this, because when I say that, you want to make sure that those due dates for social media coincide with what you want to put out. So for us, we try to get all our clients and ourselves 2 weeks in advance. So we have content that is going to be automated and done and approved 2 weeks in advance. So it will help us in terms of like, okay, we're not stressing out trying to create something really quickly. We already done it. We've done the approval process, the whole deal. Now, speaking, and I know I'm jumping here and there, but I'm just free flowing, like, how does it work? One of the things that we do in terms of the approval process is, you know, I will either write or select the written content. And it's usually on the top box where we have something written down that says content. I will, before in the beginning, what I would have done with some of the work that we've done for social media is I would have looked at the imagery. And before that, I would actually say, okay, well, do I approve this image? Is this what I'm looking for? We're pretty in sync right now. So color palette is sorted. The font that we use is sorted. The look and feel is something that I freely want to give to them. And we go from there. I trust my person. So they will go ahead and they'll show us like, hey, this is the product that we're using, or this is the imagery that we're using. Love it. Great. And it looks great. So we've done a little bit of that work. It's been super easy for us to do all of that. And then we go forward with the scheduling piece. And we use later.com to schedule all of our content. It's really super easy to do. It's a drag and drop method. We love the LinkedIn bio feature. That's with the paid version of Later. And that's really almost it. That's pretty much it. There are challenges sometimes, I think, and that's usually a communication piece where, oh gosh, you're just not getting it. Well, if you fold it backwards, you haven't disseminated the right information for them to get it. So it always circles back to you. And it's about leadership. It's about empathy. It's about clarity. It's all of those pieces. And that actually lands on you. So this is why I love the method of, you know, recording the screen, going over some things, and showcasing, this is exactly what I want. This is what I want to achieve. And sometimes you can even go on someone else's social media and just go, hey, you know who I'm really digging right now? And I'm just going to show you. And then you go on Instagram and you show what account that you really, really like. So that's one thing that you can do to really just sort of stir and direct where you're headed. And that's really important because you are in charge of stirring the direction of where you are headed. You're the leader. You're the person that is directing the creative. So you're the creative director when it comes to your brand or business. What I would say to people that are used to doing it the same way. So if you're thinking of doing stuff 2 or even 4, 5 years ago on how they used to do it, you're out of sync, you're out of date. Your stuff's not going to look good. That's the truth. So look at contemporary businesses and what they're doing. Look at their fonts. Look at their color palette. Look on the way that they're actually putting things together. Instagram in particular is a very driven visual place, meaning that it's almost a lookbook to your business or product. So you want to come on and look like you're on point. You know, you really want to look like you get it, you get your client. So sometimes that might be a collaboration of like, hey, I want it to look fresh and young. I love the color yellow. You know, can you send me some examples of that? As a business owner, you can ask your VA that and then have them do the work for you. The more work you give to them, the better in terms of the creative process, because now they're getting the buy-in to what your vision is, right? So the more that you can do that, the better. Absolutely. And lastly, I think I want to talk about getting those expectations to be realistic. Like if you're giving somebody like, hey, I just met you, I hired you to start this Monday. And by Tuesday, I really want you to get all the social media done for a week or two. That's not realistic. So when you're working with somebody, you may take 2 to 4 weeks to get them indoctrinated to what your vision is or what the company philosophy is. It is a slow burn. It's a build. And so what you can do is create it together those first 2 to 4 weeks. And, you know, this is what I'm doing. This is what, you know, this is how I'm thinking of. Hey, by the way, I really like this feed. I'm thinking of doing something like this. And you can quickly introduce them to Canva. Get the pro version. Canva will take all of the, I guess, guesswork out of what looks good. Because if you don't have a sense of style, Canva will catch you. And I say that because if you were, I always think about, you know, I think I have really good taste. But other people have better taste than I do. Designers have better taste than I do. I will admit that completely. So what you can do is you can actually go and scroll in on numerous templates that they have, like, oh gosh, I don't know where to start with Instagram. I don't know what kind of templates I have or what would look good. I have no idea. You can actually go into the Instagram post templates and you will see some really thoughtfully laid out, suggestions. And I also suggest, if you're a small business, invest in getting the pro version. That's really going to help you bring your design game, bring your aesthetic to a higher plane. And you definitely want to be there. It doesn't matter what you do. You could be washing homes for a living, or you can be cleaning up swimming pools, or you can be doing dog grooming. It doesn't matter. If your feed looks gorgeous, they're going to want to talk to you. So that's something that you want to inspire people. You want to be able to inspire people to actually go the next step and get to know more about your business, go onto your website and all the rest of it. So if you like this particular podcast, I would like to invite you on having this conversation one-on-one. Right now, we're doing a lot of brand research, and we're also wanting to support those small businesses, especially during this time, and helping them craft and organize their social media. If that sounds interesting for you, definitely get in touch. We want to be able to help you and maybe even inspire you, like, what next direction do I need to take if I'm going to do the social media stuff on my own. So we're here to help. Thanks so much. And thank you for listening. I can hardly wait to get your feedback. You can click the links below on the description area and continue this conversation with me. I'm really interested to think or to know what you think. And that's it for me. I hope to find you on social media or hear more of your feedback. And thank you so much for listening. Talk to you later. Bye.